On this special edition of The Right Stuff, we are going to dedicate the entire hour to praying for our authors today. So many of us are going through something, whether it's health, finances, relationships. We need the power of God to reign in and on our lives. For the next hour, The Right Stuff is now an author prayer cast. You can call in and ask for prayer at 646-668-8485. Guess what we're going to be doing today? We will be praying for you.
You are listening to the best, the only place to be on Tuesday night. That's right. You're listening to The Right Stuff, and you're at the right place at the right time. From England to Canada, from Detroit to the Coconuts, we are showcasing Christian authors worldwide, giving you tips, tools, techniques, and resources for you, the writer, to hone and perfect your craft. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time right here on WPJC 104.5. And your host, Parker J. Cole.
Hi, and welcome to this special edition of The Right Stuff. This is The Right Stuff Author Prayercast. I was going to do something different for this episode, and then all of a sudden I realized that people are in need of prayer. Not that I hadn't realized it before, but over the past 2 weeks I have seen my fellow colleagues and friends who are authors going through the storm and through the fire. And so I'm going to highlight a few opportunities for you to give, because some of these author friends are in desperate, desperate need, and they need your help financially. Others are coveting your prayers. They want your prayers because they need an answer from the Lord. They need a miracle from the Lord. They need closure. And so this hour of The Right Stuff is dedicated to praying for authors. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers." God is aware of what is going on in your life. It's difficult to think that he isn't aware when you seem to be hit with calamity after calamity. But I'm here to tell you that God is aware of what's going on in your life. We often use the verse in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 that says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." We often use this verse, but the first thing we have to do is call upon the name of the Lord. Call upon Jehovah. Call upon Yahweh. Call upon El Shaddai. Call upon him. El Shaddai, call upon him. He is waiting and listening for your prayers. So if you have a prayer request, you want to call in at 646-668-8485 and then press 1 to be live on air. Or you can hit me on Twitter with your prayer request at Parker J. Cole, hashtag Right Stuff Prayer Request. Or you can hit me on Facebook. I'm there too. Some of you have already sent in your requests, and we're going to go over each and every one. And we're going to acknowledge that you have a need and that we are going to be praying for you. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, we will start the Right Stuff Prayer Cast.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Are you a reader looking for more compelling Christian fiction? Maybe something a little more edgy or a bit more real? Are you tired of most Christian fiction shying away from the truth and settling for a rose-tinted view of the world and its issues? Or are you an author who has a compelling story to tell, but you're afraid it doesn't jive with today's brand of Christian or secular fiction? Are you tired of Christian publishers telling you that your content is too edgy? Or maybe you've tried submitting your content under the radar to secular publishers, only to be told your themes are a bit too religious? We invite you to take a look at the Crossover Alliance. We are an online publishing company that specializes in edgy Christian speculative fiction with Christian themes and real-world content. Our company is formed from authors and readers just like you who are breaking into the mainstream and Christian markets with this compelling genre. Head over to the www.thecrossoveralliance.com for all the details on who we are, what we do, and what we accept. Right now, if you sign up for our email newsletter, you'll receive a free digital copy of our first short story anthology. Check us out today and help us spread the word about the Crossover Alliance, where light shines brighter in the darkness.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J, and her guest, right here on The Right Stuff.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. Today is the author prayer cast. The Lord led me to do this show for you, the authors, the ones who are out there using the gift that God gave you. But while you're using the gift that God gave you to create fantastical stories, you are going through the storm. This show, this prayer cast is for you. We want to pray for you because we know that you're not just sitting on an island with people fanning you with fans and everything is okay. You're dealing with health issues. You're dealing with financial constraints. You're dealing with relationships. You're dealing with self-doubt. And you're dealing with spiritual warfare and outside forces that are trying to break you. We are not going to be breaking today. We are going to be praying for you, and we're going to lift your prayers unto the Lord, and we're going to keep in contact with you because we want to let you know that we're not just here just to showcase your book and that's it. We are here, I am here particularly, to create a long-term relationship with you so I can pray for you when you need prayer, and I can rejoice with you when you need or want to share in your joy. That's what this whole thing is about. So many of you already sent in prayer requests, and we're going to go ahead and get started. The pastor of PJC Media is Pastor George McVeigh. He's been with us numerous times, and he's going to be leading us in prayer later on in the prayer cast. But we need to talk about a few things, and we need to bring some things that have an urgent need to your attention. So we're going to do that. But before I do that, I want to bring on George McVeigh. George, how you doing today?
Hey, Parker, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I am okay. I'm just, you know, my heart is heavy for our author friends today, and many of these requests that you have that we see are from people that we know, people we probably didn't even know were going through something, people that just was very quiet about the things they were going through. And one thing we want to do is acknowledge that just because you know someone and everything seems okay, we have to acknowledge that maybe behind the smile, they're not okay. And we need to be cognizant of that and let the Spirit lead. So if we get a urge from the Spirit to say, hey, reach out to so-and-so, see how they're doing, or give so-and-so an email, or give them a call, we need to be cognizant of that. So I want you to speak to prayer and what we're hoping to do when we pray for our authors today, George.
Well, I mean, the truth of the matter is you have not because you ask not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jesus said it best. You just don't get what you need if you don't ask for it. And the truth is, you're right, especially with authors. I mean, we're the people that are supposed to make people smile, supposed to make people laugh, supposed to help them escape from their problems for an hour or two with a fantastic written word. And sometimes we think, as authors, that we have to be upbeat all the time and that we can't let people know what we're going through. But the truth of the matter is, it's hard to write positive, uplifting things when your life is falling apart around you. And, yes, I think this is a great opportunity that you have, and I think definitely God led you to the fact that there are authors that are going through the ringer right now, and they need people to lift them up in prayer. And I would say to any listener who's a reader today that, you know, as you are reading your favorite author's books, just take a minute and lift them up. You know, you don't have to know in general what they need, but just take a minute as you open the new book from your latest, greatest, favorite author and just thank God for them and pray that whatever needs they might have.
I like the fact you said that. I like that you said that. You say, you know, if you're a reader, pray for your authors. what's really unique about this time in publishing, there's a lot of ups and downs, as we know, but what's really unique is that we have the opportunity, each author has the opportunity to develop a small tribe, maybe not a giant tribe, but we all have the opportunity to develop a tribe of followers that can know us intimately. May don't know every aspect of our life, but they can know us intimately. And we can reach out to each other and say, hey, yeah, my dog was sick, or I need to get a new whatever on my house. So we have the opportunity in this day and age, particularly with the advance of social media, to be intimate with our authors in a way you probably could not have been before. And so I like the fact that you'd say, readers, pray for your favorite author. Pray for them. You know, they can use it. They can definitely I won't definitely say don't pray for me. You'll never get that from me. Yeah, don't pray for Parker. No. Pray for me. Matter of fact, pour every, you know, if you got oil, some people do the oil thing, pour it all over me. Pray for me. I need it. Cover me in oil and just bless me, you know. But I'll take it. But this is what the Author Prayer Cast is about, is praying for our authors today. And I'm going to bring three people to the forefront of our discussion, because they are in dire need of your help, financial help. I could have just said just pray for them, and I want you to pray for them. Like I said, all three of these people covet your prayers, but they need help on a financial basis, and I want to bring them to your attention. The first person I want to bring to your attention, her name is Tam Jernigan. I can never say her last name, Jernigan, and she is an author and an editor and a book coach, and she helps authors. She was actually who I was referring to in the show description today, George. I had reached out to her because I was, you know, getting a book for her. And she says, I'm getting ready for my son's chemo treatment. And my mouth fell on the floor. And I said, your son's chemo treatment? And, you know, George, this hits home for me because my twin sister had cancer. So this hits home for me. And I said, what's going on? She said, my son has cancer. And her son is 26 years old. And he has stage 4 colon cancer. And she said, it looks bad, but I am believing God that he can heal my son. So the first thing is that we definitely want to pray for Tam and her son, but they also need help with medical expenses. At the end of this podcast, I'm going to give you the link to support her because she started a GoFundMe for her son. We've been able to raise some money, but she is looking for help. I hope that if you want to help her, that you go to the link that I have here. And I'm going to send you the link. For those of you who want this link, you can contact me on Facebook or hit me on Twitter. I'll give you that link. Go ahead and consider supporting this family because they need your help. Our second person is an author that I didn't hear of, George. I don't know. Have you ever heard of the author Brandon Barr? Have you ever heard of him before?
I had not before this week.
Yeah, and I didn't know, but a number of people, when I started to post this show in various Facebook groups, a number of people said, we need to pray for Brandon Barr. And I found out that Brandon Barr has a disease, I think it's leukemia. He had leukemia, and there's nothing else they can do to prolong his life. And to be frank, they said they're going to lose him. So this man, who's a Christian speculative fiction author, is going to eventually go home and be with the Lord. And they're asking, of course, for your prayers, but they also want you, if you can, to donate to his fund because he is leaving behind little ones and his wife. They need your prayers, of course, but they also need your help financially. So please consider donating to that organization as well. So it's Brandon Barr, Tam Jernigan. And then a personal one that I know very well, her name is Elizabeth Chalker. And I've had her on the show. I think you may have heard her once or twice, George. I've had her on the show several times. And Elizabeth has suffered from mixed diagnosis of a condition called Lyme's disease as well as other complications. And so now she is in need of assistance because the doctors are saying she's living on borrowed time and she can't get a lot of help because her circumstances are different than, let's say, the first two people I mentioned because she's single and she doesn't have any children. And so people don't see her as needing much from her as, let's say, these other two. And I was praying for her because she needs help because her home is not safe for her because she has no immune system. Her home is not safe, so she can literally get sick from anything. She can't go out and meet people. If people want to even come visit her, they have to go through this special regimen to do that. And so she is asking for prayer, too, because she needs a home where she can, of course she needs healing, but she needs a home so she can protect herself from the outer elements. And I talked to her last week to see how she was doing. She said, Parker, things are getting worse. That's all she said because she won't tell me everything. She said, things are getting worse. She said, if you can help me, I will be more than grateful. So if you want to help her, I'm also have her link for you as well. And so, George, you have three different people, three authors who are hurting right now. What does that tell you when you hear these type of stories? What does that tell you that we need to do as fellow authors and as Christians?
Well, you know, I mean, several things come to mind. First is we definitely need to lift them up in prayer. Secondly, we definitely need to encourage them when and where we can, and that means to help as well. I mean, you know, it does no good, you know, but just my paraphrase of scripture, it's no good to tell somebody be healthy, be well fed, and send them on their way with a kiss on the cheek, knowing that they're sick, they're hungry, and they're naked.
Yeah.
Especially if you've got, you know, extra food, extra clothes, and a bank account that maybe isn't stuffed but isn't empty. So, you know, I mean, that's the second thing is to help when you can, if you can.
Yeah.
You don't have to. I mean, you know, sometimes you can't. I mean, I've been in that position where I was scraping the bottom myself at the same time. You can always, always, always have an encouraging word, say a word of prayer, you know, pass, if nothing else, if you can't help yourself, maybe you can put them in touch with someone who can.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, you know, Parker, I know a little bit about your situation, and I know you can't dump money into any of these people that need the help, but here you are on your show reaching out to people who maybe can, saying, hey, I'm going to give you the link so that you can help these people if you can. And, and you know, that's helpful as well. So, I want to speak to a couple of these. You know,
yeah, sure.
Whether they're listening or not, but, you know, the thing with Pam, that certainly hits, as you know, very close to home with me. It was just a few years ago, 4 years ago, that, you know, you and I sat down, and me weeping because my daughter had been diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer, and things looked beyond hope. And just January of this year, we got word from the doctors that she's in complete remission. So,
amen.
God can work. God does work. Miracles still happen. But what made the difference with my daughter? Lots and lots of people willing to get on their knees and ask God to change her situation. The doctors themselves said it. They don't know why she went into remission when nothing else was working. And yet she did. You know, with the Barr family, we have been there too, where you just watch somebody that you love slowly disappear from your life. And it's hard. It's even harder when you have young children. I mean, this is not the first time that we've had friends with young children who have, I will tell you again, a few years ago, my wife had a cousin who had two small children and had cancer, three small children and had cancer and passed away. And it was just, you know, devastating to her whole family. And yet people reached out and helped them. And don't get me wrong, it didn't make anything easier, didn't take away any of the pain of losing their wife and their mother, but it did help to ease some of his, at least, concerns and needs, because The same with someone like Elizabeth. The scripture just flat out tells us that we're to take care of widows and orphans and those that are alone.
Mm-hmm.
Here we have a young lady who's, you know, who's on her own, who's going through a life-threatening situation, who needs help. And it's the church's job. The church is in the people of God. It's our job to help her any and every
yeah.
way that we can. And, you know, yes, again, that starts with prayer. And I want us to, while we're doing this, I want us to go ahead and pray for these three.
Yes.
While we've already gotten them mentioned and laid out, and then we'll dive into the rest of this list.
Yes.
So, Father God, just right now, we come to you thanking you that we have the right to come before your throne boldly, you tell us, to bring you our requests and to lift up our fellow brothers and sisters. God, we pray for the Barr family. And, Lord, we just ask for your peace and comfort. We understand that this family is ready on one hand for what is coming, but we pray that you would just strengthen them as the end comes and as Brandon steps from this life to the next. Father, we pray for Pam and for her son. God, we ask your healing blessings upon him, that your hand, the stripes that were delivered to the back of Jesus for his healing, be claimed right now, Father God. And we pray for Elizabeth, the same thing. God, that she's going through this and she feels so alone. First off, we ask that the people of God around her, that you send your people around her in her community, in her neighborhood, to reach out to her, to lift her up, to help her out. Lord, we pray for the greater community, the online community, and the author and reader community to just shelter her with their prayers, with their love, with their blessings in any way and every way, God, and that you would speak into each life of these three families, of these three people. In your son's name we ask it. Amen.
Amen. And we are just literally getting started with our prayer requests and our prayer cast. We're going to go ahead and take a break because we want to get through more prayer requests. We want to take your requests as well. So if you're listening in, and I see you listening in, and you want to press 1 and you want to bring your prayer request on air, you can do that. Or you can just hit me on Twitter. You can PM me on Facebook. We're here to take your prayer requests. We're here to pray for you. We're not just talking about it. We are here to pray for you. And what's really nice is that when we pray for each other, our prayers are lifted up into the Lord as a sweet-smelling scent to him. And so we want to pray for you today. This is the Right Stuff Author Prayercast. We are focusing on authors today, and we are praying for you. You can call in at 646-668-8485 and then press 1 to be live on air. Hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag Right Stuff, and put in Prayercast with your request. We're praying for you today. We'll be right back after these messages.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
God gives humans the gift of making amazing stories to glorify Him. At SpeculativeFaith.com, our ministry is to help fans explore fantasy, science fiction, supernatural stories, and beyond from an intentional and biblical Christian perspective. We share daily articles and have extensive archives tackling hot topics like end times beliefs, the art of writing, creative excellence in the Christian subcultures, discernment, sex, magic, Harry Potter, and space aliens and the Bible. If you are a parent or anyone else with a discriminating palate, our reviewers explore fantastical novels, movies, television, and games in light of God's beauty, goodness, and truth. Want to find Christian stories? The SpecFaith Library lists every fantastical novel we can find from a Christian author. It's all part of our mission to discern, engage, and enjoy fantastical human creativity in honor of our Creator, Jesus Christ. SpeculativeFaith.com, exploring fantastical stories for God's glory.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J. and her guests, right here on The Right Stuff.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. This is the Right Stuff Author Prayercast, and we are taking your prayer requests today. We are praying for you because we love you, and we want you to know that it's not just the writing that you focus on. It's your family. It's your job. It's your relationships that you have with other people. We are definitely praying for you today. So if you want us to take your prayer on air, call in 646-668-8485 and then press 1. Or you can hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag write stuff with your prayer request. And we've already prayed for 3 people and opportunities for you to give financially to them. And so if you can't give financially, fast for them. If you can't give financially, make sure you put them on your prayer request. I remember, George, and you recall this too, I remember our good friend Natalie, when she said on her Facebook, it was a couple years ago now, she said, this does not happen to people like me. I remember she said, I'm like, what is she talking about? And come to find out, her daughter had had a tumor, and she was 2 years old, and her daughter had a sized grapefruit tumor. And it was just horrific. I remember you remember that, George. We were all just like shocked. And I remember the whole community of authors, especially as Christian Indie Authors Network, we all prayed for her. And we were all fasting in different ways. Some people, they can't fast, you know, because of food, because of health reasons. But we fasted and we prayed for her, and the Lord delivered her daughter. And so we understand if you can't give financially, but you can definitely give your prayers, because that, at the end of the day, is going to be the most powerful weapon that you have. And speaking of weapon, we want to reach some of our other author friends who are asking for prayer today. One of them is Heather, and Heather is from Lamoni, Iowa. And Heather says, my migraines are acting up again. They have been really bad this week. And that's from Heather. And I thought about that because I've had migraines before, George. I've had migraines. And I often say with a migraine, it's either Lord take me home or hand me a sledgehammer. It's one or the other. There is no middle ground. When you have a migraine that can take you out, either take me home, Lord, or just give me a sledgehammer. It's got to stop. And for her, she's had debilitating migraines for a long time now. And so when it comes to our health, we need to be specific when it comes to asking the Lord for our health. Tell us a little bit more about that, George.
Well, yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, we do need to, I mean, you know, this whole time, everything that comes to me is sometimes we as authors get so caught up in our own little world, in our own little writing cave or office or book nook or whatever you want to call where you do what you do, that we forget to reach out to the world around us, you know, especially in our needs. And you can get to where you feel so isolated and separated and alone. And you know, again, this whole time as we're talking, every time we get a new request, I just keep hearing over and over in my head, you have not because you ask not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's true. A lot of times we suffer silently, health-wise. You know, and then a lot of times, and not with migraines, because migraines are definitely something that you can't control. They just happen. But, you know, a lot of times our health issues are because of our lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I personally have to admit that that is true. I get writing and I forget to do things like take medication and eat and the things that I need to do to keep me healthy. And then, you know this for a fact, then I end up reaching out to my prayer warriors and saying, please pray for me, I'm sick again. And, you know, when I slow down and look around, I realize, yeah, it's because you just wrote 3 books, but you haven't eaten in 3 days.
Yeah. And we were mad at you. We were very upset. And you know good and well, Mr. McVeigh, that you have a church of no borders. You have a congregation of temperamental, crazy, emotional authors, and you cannot be out of commission. I was talking about you to a good friend of ours today. I said, George knows when I have to call him because I'm hanging off the ledge and I need him to get me off the ledge. So I can't afford for you to get sick. I can't afford for you to get sick. And so, but George, he's our pastor, and so we want to make sure you take care of yourself. And George makes a very good point for our listeners out there. Are we having problems because we're not taking care of ourselves? Are we so caught up in the cave that we're not taking care of ourselves? And another prayer request that came in, George, was one from Steve, and he is from Aberdeen, Washington. And Steve says, I have a dental need. Neither Medicare nor the VA cover dental. And so he's asking for prayer to get his dental needs taken care of. We also got another prayer request from Sarah. And Sarah says, I have debilitating headaches as well. And when Sarah said that, my heart went out to her because, like I said, a migraine is so hard because it's in your head. It's not like it's near your foot. You could probably ignore it. No, your brain is there. And it's like your brain is pulsing. It's clustered behind your eye. It's on the side of your temple. Just all kind of bad things happening when you have debilitating headaches. And Sarah is from New Haven, Connecticut. And Sarah, we're definitely praying for you. And then we also got a request from Christine. And Christine says, my health. And I know Christine personally, and Christine, she's been cranking out those books, but she said, I need prayer for her health. So we're definitely praying for Christine. And then Marianne also says, health issues. Thank you. And we're praying for Marianne as well. And then Cindy says something very interesting. She says, medical shenanigans. And when she says medical shenanigans, I totally understood what she meant, because it's nothing like when you're trying to get stuff done and the insurance won't pay for it. They're making you go through all these hoops. They're making you jump through all these kind of doors. And so health issues, we definitely want to pray for those doors. Go ahead and speak to us about that.
Well, you know, I mean, here's the thing. Obviously, there's attacks going on against authors who are writing stuff that will draw people to God. I mean, this has just been the year for it. I mean, you've heard them. I've heard of authors left and right are getting hit with physical debilitating issues that stop them from being able to do what they need to do. I definitely understand about dental issues and the VA not covering them, Medicare not covering them, and you know, and it's kind of ridiculous because talk with a dentist, they will tell you if your teeth are bad, your health will be bad.
Yeah.
Just plain and simple. They link together, and you would think that, you know, the agencies out there would know that and would do what they could to help. But I guess, you know, there's limits to what anyone can do. And I get that. But yet when your teeth hurt, everything hurts.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest. You know, you get a toothache, it's not just the tooth that hurts. Your big pinky toe hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything hurts. And headaches seem to be, I have had so many people this week tell me that they're having debilitating headaches or migraines. And I definitely get it. It's part of it is seasonal. Part of it is the crazy weather that we've been having all over the United States. You know, that it just the atmospheric changes seem to bring them on. I want to step outside of the prayer guy here for a minute because I have migraines, and I want to let you in on a little secret. A homeopathic nurse told me that does not make them go away, but does lessen them. And that is, get yourself a pan of water. It's as hot as you can stand it, and stick your feet in it. At the same time, put an ice pack on the back of your neck, and believe it or not, the pain in your head will lessen to a bearable degree, something that medication will help with. You know, they also say if you soak your hands in the warm water, it helps even more, but I tell people I don't have time to stop piping to soak my hands. So I just threw my feet and put the ice pack on my head, and within half an hour, my headache may not be gone, but it's at least manageable. So what do you have to lose?
Exactly.
If it doesn't work for you, I'm sorry. Let me know. You know, hit me up on Facebook and tell me you're an idiot.
I won't disagree with you, right?
You know that I have suggested this to several people besides myself, and they all said it has helped. It doesn't always take it all away, but it does help. You know, but the truth is, and I hate to say this, we live in a fallen world, and part of that fall is, you know, God's not a liar. He told Adam and Eve that if you ate from that fruit, you would surely die. He didn't. No, we sometimes wonder, why didn't they just drop dead? Well, they didn't, but they started to.
Mm-hmm.
Everything became corrupted, and everything started to die, and the truth is, illness is part of that corruption. And we have to live in this world until we don't.
Amen.
And, you know, so, yeah, it's difficult, but again, Scripture tells us, if you're sick, call the elders of the church, have them come, anoint you, lay hands on you, pray for you, because the prayers of the fervent, of a righteous man are fervent and effectual, is what Scripture says. Or in plain language, it gets a whole lot done.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, some of us aren't at the place where we can call a church and ask for the elders to physically come. But we sure can reach out to our readers. We sure can reach out to that tribe that we have created on social media and say, hey, I need your prayer. I'm sick. Do you want book such and such to come out? You need to pray for me.
I hear that. I hear that.
and you know for a fact, Parker, that I am the first one to do that. I will tell people, hey, I'm sick, and this person's got to be late. If you don't want it to be late, you better pray I'm well by tomorrow.
Hey, there's a little prayer manipulation there. No, I'm joking. I want your prayers, so pray for me.
I'm not going to lie. I covet people's prayer when I'm sick. I covet that. You know, I may be a romance writer, but I'm still a man, and I don't want to go see that doctor unless I absolutely positively have the right of choice. And, you know, it's just a man thing. What can I say?
I know. It is a man thing.
Reaching out to people and saying, please pray for me. You know, I'm hacking up along here. Pray that I grow another one really quick.
You know what's so wonderful about praying for each other is that so many of us have the same things that we're dealing with. So many of us do. We do get a couple of more people who were asking for prayer. Barb asks to pray for her back, your prayer for my back and other health problems. And so, Barb, we're definitely going to put you on the prayer list. And then another prayer request that we received, Cindy also said, she said medical shenanigans, but she also said family politics. And this comes in the whole idea about relationships you have with people. One thing writers are, they may be loners or like isolated places, but at the end of the day, they want to come home or come to someone that they care about. And when you have relational problems, whether it's with marriages, whether it's with your children, whether it's with friendships, other authors, because we're all networking and colleagues together, we need to pray for those relationships. And you know, George, you know me as a people person. I love people. And people energize me. They give me a lot of energy. When I do the show, I'm energized when I do the show. And it's like, yeah, people. I feel like I feel like the giraffe in Madagascar. He goes, the people are coming. You know, that's how I feel like, because I love people. And when relationships go wrong, that causes issues too. And so one young man wanted us to pray for him. He asked to be unnamed, but one young man, he contacted me on a private message, and he said, Parker, pray for me, because he had recently separated from his wife, and he's praying for her to come back. And so I definitely want to pray for that. We want to pray for the healing of that relationship as God leads. And then we also want to pray for what Cindy said with family politics. And we also want to pray for our authors' marriages. We want to pray for their marriage with their children. And so we definitely want to pray for those. Jennifer says, please pray for our outreach ministry to prisoners and the homeless. And I thought this was particularly a very interesting prayer, because authors aren't just sitting in a cave writing. They're also doing other things as well. I know, George, you sit in a cave and write, but you're also doing other things. Like, your ministry to authors is huge. You know, authors come to you, they're looking for ministry all the time. And so when we pray for our outreach ministry and for our prisoners and homeless, it lets us know that we just can't be solely focused on writing. Talk to us about that.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, here's the truth. It's something that writers have been told for eons, and it holds true to write what you know. But if you are completely isolated, you really don't know much. You know, I mean, you can't write about relationships if you're not experiencing relationships. You can't write about anything without experiencing it. And the truth is, no one needs to get – I mean, you're right. I spend a lot of time in my office writing. But at the same time, I spend a lot of time reaching out to others, to other authors, to readers, to just general people who need someone to talk to, because – I can't let myself get so narrow focused that I lose the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is we're supposed to be the hands, the feet, the heart of Christ to the world around us. And yes, we can do that through our writing, but we need to do it beyond our writing as well. Speaking to those people that are having relationship issues, especially family issues, Christian comedian Mark Lowry says it best. You have to love your family. You don't have to like them.
Right.
And everyone knows what you mean, because we all have those people that show up at Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner, and you just can't wait for them to be gone. But you love them to death, and they're your family. And, yeah, I mean, relationships are messy. Period. They're a bunch of selfish people interacting with each other, because to some extent we're all selfish.
Yeah.
Again, it's part of that broken world that we live in, where to some extent we all want to be treated fairly.
Yeah.
And by fairly, we mean take care of me.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. See to my needs first.
That's right. And the truth is, hey, I get it. I really do get it. I mean, I get that there are times when you need to separate yourself even from family, and that you need to separate yourself from toxic relationships. And if you need to, I am one of the first people to tell you, do so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by the same token, that doesn't mean you can't fall on your knees and pray for them. But I will tell you something that in all my years I have come to learn. If I pray for something, for someone, 9 out of 10 times, God is going to make me the person that has to do something about what I'm praying about.
And that's sage advice that you're giving us there, George. That's definitely sage advice. You know, George, I was going to go ahead and pray for this segment of our prayer request that we got today. How you feel about that? And then we're going to take a quick break. So I'm going to pray. I let our listeners know I do tend to cry a lot when I'm praying. So be forewarned, I do cry. Thankfully, the Lord doesn't mind my tears, but I do cry a lot of times because I just get so caught up in what I'm trying to say. So, our Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we come before you today, Lord Jesus. Lord, we are asking, Lord, that you heal our bodies, Lord. Some of us have back problems. Some of us have problems with our teeth. Some of us have problems with our debilitating headaches. Some of us have problems that we won't even mention because they're personal to us, Lord. Some of us have to deal with disorders of our mind. We have to deal with disorders of our physical bodies. And, Lord, we are asking, Lord, first of all, for healing, that you heal our bodies today, Lord Jesus. We know that you are the great healer, the great physician, and we know you can heal us, Lord. We stand firmly on the fact that you can heal us, Lord. You can heal us in an instant, that you can heal us in a moment today, Lord. We know you can, Lord, and we hold on and hold fast to the promise that you can heal us, Lord. So, Lord, we are asking today for healing, Lord Jesus. Lord, we're asking today that you heal broken relationships. Maybe the relationship isn't meant to be back together, Lord, but can you heal the brokenness of our hearts? Can you heal the brokenness of our self-esteem? Can you heal the brokenness of a family? Can you heal the brokenness of a friendship lost? Lord, relationships, like Pastor George said, are messy. But you did not create us to be by ourselves. We're created for fellowship with you and for community with each other, Lord. So, Lord, we ask that you pour your spirit on our authors today, those of us who are dealing with health issues, those of us who are dealing with relationship issues. Lord, we ask that we who are authors are doing more than just writing. We're going out into our neighborhoods and trying to spread the gospel in so many different ways. Lord, bless our efforts. Let those who we reach who may not know you ask the question, what must I do to be saved, Lord? Lord, we ask so many things in your name, and we thank you, Lord, for the victory that you're going to give us. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to go ahead and take another quick break. We are praying for you. We're going through your request, and we are praying for you. If you want to call in, you can. Call in at 646-668-8485 and press 1 to have your prayer request online. You can hit me on Twitter, Parker J. Cole, hashtag WriteStuffPrayerBroadcast. We're going to take your prayer request. We're going to go ahead and take another quick break, and when we come back, more of your requests, and we'll be praying for you.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Write Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Hi. Is your book club in need of some fresh and exciting questions to ask club members and authors at your next book club meeting? Literizations Game is 70 thought-provoking questions to really get into an in-depth discussion about the books you and your club members are reading. These questions really get into the characters, the storyline, and into the author's head. These questions may just give you and your book club members a whole new way to get into a new conversation, a literization. Literizations is also a great set of tools for bloggers, interviewers, and authors to use as discussion questions. Are you ready to get lit? Please visit our website at litversations.com, LITVERSATION.com. And please like our Facebook page at Simply Said Reading Accessories. Thank you.
Have you read the latest issue of SOARMAG Digital, the award-winning literary magazine for multicultural readers and writers? SOARMAG Digital is available quarterly and showcases interviews with the best authors in multicultural literature. SOARMAG Digital features craft and business articles for those interested in writing. If you're looking for a good book, check out our book reviews on what's hot in multicultural literature. For writers looking for new readers to get in front of, SOARMAG Digital is the perfect place to introduce your book. We offer advertising spaces that fit your promotional budget. Get your free subscription on SOARMAG.com or order a print issue on MagCloud.com. If you would like more information about SOARMAG Digital, check us out on SOARMAG.com or contact us at SOARMAG@Yahoo.com. SOARMAG Digital is the magazine for multicultural readers and writers.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J. and her guests, right here on The Write Stuff.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Write Stuff on WPJC 104.5. This is our author prayer cast. We are praying for our authors today. If you want to bring your requests on air, call in at 646-668-8485 and press 1. We definitely want to hear from you. Some of you have already sent in your prayer requests, so we're going through those prayer requests and praying for you. Now, one of the things that Pastor George said, and we have to remember that, is that sometimes you have not because you ask not. And so you can say, oh, I need prayer, but are you praying? Are you getting on your knees and asking for direction? So not to be scolding in any way, but make sure that if you're asking for prayer that you are praying too. We definitely know that the prayers of many of us will reach to the Lord as well, that the Lord can move mountains when we all pray to him. We understand that, but make sure you're praying for yourself too. You know, George, we got another request from a good friend of the show, and she said, when you do monthly prayer, she said, please pray for me. She said, specifically pray for finances and my son's health, and I didn't know there was anything going on with this young lady's son. I had no idea it was going on with her son, so we're definitely going to be praying for her. And then I got another request from a young lady, and I'm just going to read what she said here. She said, I'm having a hard time with my depression. I was diagnosed almost 30 years ago, and I may end up calling my doc. She said, it's hard for me to pick myself up, so please pray for me. And that was from another young lady who reached out to me anonymously, who wanted us to pray for her. And then some more authors reached out to us for prayer, and some of them, of course, were finances. And finances, we got to be honest, it's a really big deal. We can't do much without it, that's for sure. You know, we definitely live in a world where we need money. We definitely need that. And so a few people who reached out asking prayer for finances was Cedric. He said, you know, it's been tough. He says, so pray for me when it comes to my finances. And then Mary says, please pray that hubby Michael and I will be able to focus and learn ways to make videos based on our book content for a video subscription service. And so we're definitely going to be praying for Mary so she can have more reach with her audience. And we also got prayer requests from Sam Fury. We all know who Sam is. She says, please add healing in the body and for wisdom for our president. And so she asks us to pray for that. And then Kathy says, pray for our country and for the elections that God will move his children to vote for Christian politicians that believe in the word of God, biblical principles. And we want to definitely pray for that as well. And so there's a lot that's going on that we need to pray for, a lot going on that we need to pray for. Another young lady, and this is the one I really want you to speak to as we continue to pray for our author today, George. She says something quite interesting, if I can just get to it. Here it is. Oh, no, that's not it. I'm trying to find her prayer request here. She said, Parker, I have a prayer request based on acceptance. When others in your environment don't get your creative journey, it's a challenge. It brings self-doubt and discouragement. But all in all, I know the assignment must go forward, whether others understand it or not. It's all about God's assignment. And then Jane Hedrick, she also agreed with it. She said, this is especially true with speculative Christian fiction. I totally understand where you're coming from. And so I want you to touch on that, because particularly with Christian writers, there are people who have specific ideas of what Christian fiction should be. And there are people who don't agree with that. Some people believe that Christian fiction should be wholesome, clean, doesn't have anything worldly in it. And then there are some of us, and I know you have talked about this, that Christian fiction is not necessarily safe fiction. It's fiction that reaches the world. And so let's talk about that, because a lot of Christians who are authors struggle with what they want to write and if they're going to be accepted by that. So let's talk about that for a few moments.
Well, you know, there's actually two big places where authors don't feel acceptance. And some of us are blessed not to feel them. Some of us do feel them. One of the biggest places are in your family. A lot of families just don't. Your family can either be one of two things. They can be your greatest supporter or your greatest critic. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they think they're supporting you by being your greatest critic. You know, the truth is, here's the thing. As Christian writers, the other place, of course, is again, those that don't understand your mission, those that don't see the need for it, those that don't understand your version of Christian or faith-based writing. You know, I mean, I will tell you, I have a book that lots of people love, and yet I literally had a librarian for a church in my hometown who told me they could not put my book in their library because it had a curse word in it. Didn't have a curse word in it, but in her mind, the word was a curse word, and therefore she could not, in good conscience, put it in her church's library. And for me, at the time, I was relatively starting in this, and I was like, you know, I was kind of devastated by that. And then I met a man who gave me a piece of advice, and it's the best piece of advice that I ever got. And that is this: don't let the naysayers in your life stand in the doorway of your success.
Say that again. Say that again.
Don't let the naysayers in your life stand in the doorway of your success. You know, there are those people that say that you can't do it, or you've wasted enough time, or why aren't you cooking dinner instead of sitting in there writing, or, you know, the kids and I feel like you're never around, and we as authors should get it. You have those people who send you that one-star review publicly instead of emailing you or Facebook messaging you and saying, hey, I had this problem. You know, and the truth is they devastate us.
Yeah.
But in the end, if you know God has called you to do this, then I would say keep looking, because you will find the people, you will find your tribe, you will find the people willing to give you the acceptance and emotional support that you need. And those people that can't do that, don't listen to them. I mean, yes, it's harder when they're your family, but just say, you know what, if you can't support me in this, don't talk to me about it.
You know,
everything else, but be alone in this. And just hold on to what God has called you to and step forward into your success, even if you have to push the naysayers out of the doorway to do it.
Yep. I like that. I like that. Don't let the naysayers in your life block your doorway to success. I like that. You know, I got to piggyback on what you just said about the one-star reviews and the low reviews and the critics. I had an author recently reach out to me, and I loved her book. Oh, my goodness. I loved her book, George, and I was raving about it. And then she said, you know, I had a hard time writing. And this is going to segue to our next set of prayer requests. She said someone left reviews and said a disparaging comment about her writing. And she said, I can't write. I said, I've seen that review, and it's so hard for me to write. And she said, I just feel horrible. And she said, I had no one to talk to about it because, again, sometimes your family, they could be supportive, but they don't get the writer's journey. And I told her, I said, oh, you had that happen to you too? And I told her my experience, because of a review I gotten, and someone made a disparaging comment about my work. And it hurts, because when you're writing, this is coming from you. I mean, you're putting yourself out there. And she said, oh, my goodness, Parker, you understand. I said, yes, I understand. That's why writers need to network together so we get this thing. Because your family, if they're not writers, they don't get it. They just don't understand what you're going through. They really don't. They care about you, or maybe they don't care about you, but they don't understand. And this is – go ahead, George.
No, you're right. You're exactly right.
You know, and I was thinking about how many times we, you know, I've called you several times, and I need, hey, George, I'm filtering out this idea. Let's talk about it back and forth, stuff like that. And so with that, this next set of prayer requests, I'm going to be honest with you, they're selfish prayer requests. And I'm going to call out these authors' names, because I am praying for sequels for these authors. I am praying for sequels today, Lord Jesus. I am calling out today, Lord, a sequel from Jeremy Bullard and his Gym World series today, Lord. I want my book. Jeremy Bullard, I am calling you out, Lord, and asking for a sequel. And then I'm asking for a sequel from Robert Mullen. Lord Jesus, he's been working on this one book for a while, and I want my sequel, Lord. I'm praying for a sequel from him today, Lord. And then I'm calling out another man. His name is Jason, and Jason Brannon, he wrote the book Tears of Nero. And I'm calling out today, Lord, for a sequel. I am a fan. I'm not just a writer, George. I am a fan, okay? And these people have waited years to get my sequels out, so I'm going to be selfish today. And I'm calling out. I'm calling out, Lord, because I want my sequel. And even though I'm being funny, I'm praying for our authors who are having a hard time with inspiration. And this doesn't matter if you're a pantser, and it doesn't matter if you're a plotter. Sometimes life is blocking that creativity, or, on a deeper note, spiritual warfare is going on to keep you from creating. Let's talk about that real quick, George.
Well, you know, I mean, you're exactly right. The devil doesn't want the word to get out. And what easier way for the word to get out than through a creative means? People aren't, I mean, there are people who are never when I walk into a church and sit down and listen to a sermon. They're never going to turn on Christian radio. They're never going to sit down and read the Bible. But they'll pick up a novel whose cover catches their attention, and before they know it, there's the Word of God presented right to them, whether it's straight out presented or whether it's snuck in through the back door in a more speculative way. It's still there, and it still gets people thinking. And Scripture itself says that God's Word will not return void. And so we just need to get it out there. But you're right. It is hard, when, especially if you don't have that acceptance. If you're fighting against those naysayers, it is really hard to be inspired to put pen to page or fingers to keyboard or however it is, you know, voice to tape, however it is that you write. It's hard to do that if you're discouraged, if there's not someone there saying you can do this and someone there saying I can't wait for it. And sometimes even if there is. And the truth is, we need to lift each other up. We need to pray against the spirits of darkness that come against us. We need to have other people praying against us, which is one of the reasons why I love your network, is that every month we have at least a few moments of prayer, at least once a month, for other authors saying, let us pray for you. Let us lift you up. Let us tell us what it is. That we always pray on those times that every author that hears us is granted inspiration, that they're given a new charge in their goal of writing, that they're given a new creativity in what they do. And God, even right now, we just speak that over every person who's asked for it, those that were afraid to ask for it, those that are selfish to ask for it, those that are listening and those that aren't, Lord, that are doing your work through the written word, that you would just, one, send people to lift them up, to accept them, to bolster their spirits, Lord, to say, I love what you're doing. But not only that, Lord, that you would give them fresh, creative ideas on how to get your message to a lost and dying world.
You know, Pastor, one thing that I love that you said is that we want to get that message out there. And there are spiritual warfare at work to stop us. You know, I was at church on choir, and my choir director asked for prayer. He said, you know, we have a nativity at our church, you know, and we do a nativity at our church. I think it's our third year doing it now. And he said, I'm asking God to bring 20,000 people through our church during the weeks of doing nativity. And he said, you know, it's as if I pride myself on being able to move, and he's strong. He said, but I've been having weakness in my legs, and I've been having issues. And he said, I just can't say it's just me getting older. He says it's like spiritual warfare. And so the Lord prompted me to pray with him, along with all of us in the choir. We all like ran to him. He would have probably fell over, but we all ran to him and placed our hands on him. And literally the next day, I started to have vertigo. And I didn't think anything of it at first. Oh, I must be having some kind of issue or something. But then the vertigo kept coming and kept coming. And all of a sudden, I was just, you know how you're just so busy doing something that you don't think. And all of a sudden, I was talking. I said, what if this is spiritual warfare? Because Satan doesn't like it when we pray for each other. We bind him in the name of Jesus, and we bind him by the power of God. He doesn't like that. And so he's going to come at us. And so there's a huge spiritual warfare effect here. And I think I've told this story before, George. I was having, I had a very disturbing dream, and this is several months ago. I may have told you about it probably in private, but I had a very disturbing dream where my hands were affected. And then next thing you know, I woke up and my hands were hurting and I couldn't use it, and my hands started shaking. And I'll never forget, I ran to my sister and I told my sister what was going on. And she said, Satan cannot get to you because I bind him in the name of Jesus. And she was praying for me. I kid you not, 2 days later, the pain in my hand went away. It went directly away. And it went from where I couldn't hardly hold my hand and write, type, or anything, which is my livelihood, to it being completely gone. And so this thing that we do is serious. What we do as writers is a serious thing. God is in love with the written word, and Satan knows that. Why don't we? And so I definitely want to make sure that those of you who are listening that your calling to write is a privilege. Whether you write Christian fiction or not, that's fine. But the calling to ease someone's mind, the calling to create worlds and fantasy, the calling to create love stories and thriller stories, that's a calling that you have. And God's given it to you. And it's a serious thing that you have. And that's why I always say, make sure you're using the gift that God gave you. Another thing, George, that our author said today, they want to pray for our world. And we see the way and the state the world is in. We just heard about the ones in the synagogue that got shot. We heard about the gentleman who sent all those bombs to liberal politicians. We heard about black men who were shot. We heard about sickness. We heard about death in the last couple of days. Not last week, not 2 weeks ago, last couple of days. We hear about political maneuverings. We hear about secret agendas. It's all around us. The world is going on all around us. And our authors are saying we're in the world, we're trying to write, but we're still affected by the external things that's happening in our life. It may not hurt, it may not come to us, you know, privately or to ourselves, but it affects us. You know, one thing she is such a proud, she said, I support my president. Whether people agree with her or not, it doesn't matter. She said, pray for our president. And that should be all of us, whether it's, you know, whether you agree with the president's whatever or not, you should still pray for him. You shouldn't pray for his death, you know. I don't think you should say, Lord, kill the president, you know. But you should pray for our politicians. Pray for the people that we have in office. If you want to vote, make sure you vote. Pray for our elections. Pray that we make the right decision. So we want to pray for our governments. We want to pray for our cities. We want to pray for our communities. We want to pray for our world, George, because we as writers live in it, and we're affected by it. So in the few moments we have left, I want you kind of give us a final prayer. And for those of you who, if we missed your prayer, don't worry. We do this every month, and we will get to it again. So, George, in our final moments, if we get ready to shut down our prayer cast for the night, pray for us today.
So, Father God, we love you. We just want to say that, first and foremost. We love you. We love that we can approach you and that you have put on Parker's heart tonight that we just approach you boldly for those in our world, those that read, those that write, those that don't do either. Lord, we just lift up our world to you, your world, the world you created. God, you said it yourself in Scripture, in this world we will have trouble. But fear not, I've overcome the world. And God, right now, at times it looks like the world is winning, that darkness is overtaking everything. So help us to hold on to the fact that you are still in charge. Lord, we pray, as we've been asked to, we pray for our leaders, for our president, for our Congress, for our Senate, for our governors, for our mayors, for those that lead us, even for our bosses, God, in the secular world, in our workplaces, that you would just have your way with them, that the decisions that are made be decisions that are placed in their hearts and minds by you, Lord. We pray against the darkness that wants to consume our world, that wants to consume us. Lord, we pray that you would give those that you have called to speak out, whether it's as politicians, whether it's as pastors, whether it's as missionaries, or whether it's as writers and entertainers, Lord, that you would give us a boldness and a strength to speak out like never before. God, we just lift up every request that we may have missed, Lord, you know them, even though we don't. And we ask that your will, your perfect plan for each prayer request, and even those that people were scared to ask us to pray for, that or worried or thought weren't important enough, Lord, that your perfect will be worked in each situation tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Pastor George, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for praying for us today. I want to thank our authors for being bold and vulnerable enough to send in your prayer request. You know, Pastor, I think this is an important part of the prayer request, is making those prayer requests known. We know that the Lord knows it, but make it known to each other so we understand that, guess what? If you're having problems with debilitating migraines, oh my goodness, so am I. We could pray for each other. If you're having problems with family, oh goodness, pull up a chair. Let me tell you my story. You know, if we're having problems, you know, we can share in this thing. And that's what I love about when we do our monthly prayers for our authors. Authors are being open and transparent problems that we have. And there's nothing wrong with that. Now, mind you, you can't tell everyone everything, and I totally understand that. But the fact that you can say, I'm having financial issues too. My health is deteriorating for some reason. I need a home. My son has cancer. My husband, like the Barr family, my husband is dying. You know, like Elizabeth, I need a home, and I can't get help because I'm single, but I need help. For like Tam, my son has stage 4 cancer. I need prayer and I need financial help. Say those things. One thing you kept saying earlier, Pastor George, you said, we have not because we ask not. And that's what we need to do, is ask the Lord. That's why I told you earlier in our prayer cast, I said, are you also going before the Lord? Because sometimes, for whatever reason, we know sometimes in our own private sin, which is another subject for another time, you know, our sins can hinder us. So we say, well, you pray for me. you pray for me. You know, maybe the Lord will hear you because I messed up here. No, you can still go boldly before the Lord. Didn't David, George? David messed up a lot of times. He was always hollering. He was always hollering for the Lord. And said, Lord, don't leave me. I'm sorry. I'm wrong. But just stay with me, Lord. That's what he was doing. And so one thing about the prayer cast today is that I wanted you to know that if you're having the same problems, you're not alone, that we're here to pray for you. We're not just here to showcase your book, even though I love to. We're not here to showcase your book and give you that exposure. We're here to develop a relationship with you. We want to continue to pray for you. So with that in mind, for those of you listening, if you want to join the Right Stuff Authors Only group, definitely join that group. It's not a promo group like a lot of y'all are used to. It's a networking group of helping each other out. And I know Pastor George definitely is our pastor, and he's in that group. And if you need him to pray for you, he'll pray for you. You want to talk to him privately, you could talk to him privately. Because the Lord gave him these shoulders that are big as a house, and he's carrying most of us on those shoulders. And so he definitely will be there if you need counseling. But one thing we want to tell you today with our prayer cast is that the Lord will hear your prayer, and the Lord is listening right now to what you have to say. George, any final thoughts before we end our prayer cast today?
Just remember, each and every one of us, that you were so important that God was willing to become a man and die just for you. So are your requests.
Pastor, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for being with us today. For all of those sending their prayer requests, thank you. We are praying for you. We're going to keep this going. Make sure every month we do have, last Tuesday in the month, we do have a monthly prayer. But we want to dedicate this time to you to let you know we're praying for you. Thank you so much for joining me on this edition of the show. You have a wonderful, absolutely glorious, blessed day. And God bless.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of The Right Stuff. Follow Parker online at parkerjcole.com. To hear this show and other shows, visit the show archive at therightstuffradio.wordpress.com. We'll be back same time next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.